From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Remind us of the challenge that you left us with last week.
Yes, I said, name a car containing the letter N, as in Nancy. Rearrange the letters to get a new word starting with N that names something you might put a car in. What is it?
And your answer.
The car is Renault, and you might put it in neutral.
We had over 1,500 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle. And our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Candy Wyatt, and she's in Victoria, British Columbia. Hi, Candy.
Hello, Leanne.
What do you do in Victoria, British Columbia?
Oh, I work in human resources for our local health authority.
You know, I think you're approximately our third Canadian player on the program. I mean, I don't think we haven't had many, but it's, you know, nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to meet you, too.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, about 8 years, although I don't always remember to send in the answer.
Ah, so are there all those right answers that you've sort of left in your computer?
Hmm? Right.
Yeah. Are you ready to play? You know what happens.
Well, I'll do the best I can.
Okay. Will, meet Candy. Let's play.
All right, Candy, I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has two blanks. The first blank gets a two-word phrase starting with the article A. Put a letter in front of all this, and you'll get a single word that goes in the second blank to complete the sentence. For example, if I said, the nudist doesn't wear blank, even when blank on a public beach, you'd say the nudist doesn't wear a thing, even when bathing on a public beach. Number one, if you give the telescope blank to the right, you can see the rings of blank.
Saturn and Saturn.
Excellent. Number two, you'd have to be crazy as blank to pick a fight with a gunslinger in a Western blank.
A loon and saloon.
Very nice. The martial arts instructor quoted blank of $50 an hour for lessons in blank.
A price?
You need a synonym of price.
A cost?
Something like that. The martial arts instructor quoted blank of $50 an hour for lessons in blank.
Oh, a rate and karate.
That's it. Here is blank of salad greens on which to put your chopped up carrot, tomato, and blank.
A bowl?
Something like that.
But not a bowl.
But not a bowl.
Okay. And Leanne, maybe I need a little help with this one.
Well, I mean, listening to you now, I'm getting the hang of it here. Is it a dish and radish?
That's
oh,
it. Put
good.
In your chopped up radishes, right? To the primatologists at the zoo, it was blank to get a brand new baby blank to study. Here it is again. To the primatologists at the zoo, it was blank to get a brand new baby blank to study.
A boon and baboon.
That's right. The prison warden certainly had blank to play in the inmate getting out on blank.
Blank to pay. Could you just read that again?
Yeah. The prison warden certainly had blank to play in the inmate getting out on blank.
A roll and parole.
That's right. Jay Leno had blank on Friday, some big celebrity, but I had only the blank notion of who it was.
A guest and Vegas.
Ooh, that was fast. Try this one. To a knight in a jousting contest, blank that's too heavy can throw him off blank. Here it is again. To a knight in a jousting contest, blank that's too heavy can throw him off blank.
Armor?
Well, it's a something, and what would a knight carry?
A lance, off balance.
Throw him off balance, is right. And here's your last one. Wanting to book a cabin for 2 weeks on the lake, the teens found blank, but first had to get blank consent.
A rental and parental.
That is it. Nice job, Candy.
Candy,
thank you.
Well done.
Thanks, Leanne.
Oh, it took a few of them to actually figure out, now how are we doing this? How are we doing this?
Right. It wasn't all that easy. Oh, thanks.
And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Wordplay, the official companion book to the movie featuring Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Quite a lot of loot there.
Sounds wonderful.
And Candy, up there in Victoria, B.C., what member station do you listen to?
Well, I listen to a couple. There's KNWP from Port Angeles, Washington. That's just across the strait, about 20 miles. And I also pick up KPLU from Tacoma.
Candy Wyatt, thanks for being such a good player and a public radio listener, and again, for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
Now, Will, you're going to leave us with a challenge to work on for the next week.
Yes, it comes from listener Phil Jackness of Dix Hills, New York. Name a well-known person in show business who might be seen at an award ceremony. Take the first letter of this person's first name, plus this person's last name. In order, from left to right, the letters will spell something this celebrity might say at an award ceremony. What is it? So again, a well-known person in showbiz. Take the first letter of this person's first name, plus the person's last name. In order, the letters will spell something this person might say at an award ceremony. Who is the celebrity, and what might this person say?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.